The reason, the purpose for his stand was Islah, to bring about reformation of the Ummah. And then he mentions that I want to do Amr bil Maruf and Nahy al Munkar. And then after that he now states, I'm going to rise up, but this rising of mine has a method. It has a strategy. How am I going to do this? He said, Asiru bi sirati jaddi wa abi Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said that I will practice and I will stand based on the practice and the lifestyle of my grandfather and my father. Why? Because of Islah. He wants to reform the people. But how? Based on the sirat of my grandfather and my father. When we look at this, that Imam Hussein is bringing our focus to the sirat of the Prophet and the sirat of Imam Ali, and saying that if you want to know how I'm going to do this, then it is based on their sirat. Then you can understand my stance. By saying this, what he wants to say is that this sirat of the Prophet in Imam Ali is something that has been neglected and has been abandoned. At the beginning of his movement, he is telling the people that I am rising up, I am standing up, but the way I'm going to do it, the method that I'm going to practice is gentleness. I will be kind with you. I will be gentle with you, just like Rasulullah was gentle with you, just like my father Imam Ali was gentle. Now my friends, understand this. Imam Ali single-handedly defeated the army of Jamal. Imam Ali, when he defeated the best of the best, people know that he has a technique of fighting. Why is it so easy for them to come to his house, break his door down, burn his house, injure his wife, and drag him in the streets? Can you imagine that? Why is it that it was so easy for them to go there and to do this to Imam Ali? What is the meaning of Sirah? Everyone knew that Imam Ali is the strongest man in Medina. But they knew if they were looking at the biceps of Ali, they would never go to his house. But they knew that Imam Ali did not live by his biceps. He lived by his iman. He did not live by his biceps. He lived by his faith. He lived by his ideology in Allah. That's how he lived. They knew that. That's why they took advantage. What does this mean? Night of Ashura, Burayr was one of the companions of Imam. He saw Shimr scouting the tents. He saw him scouting the tents. And then he told Imam Hussain that, Mawla, I have him in my range. I have him in my range. Let me take a shot at him. I can get rid of him. Imam Hussain said, Burayr, we do not start wars. We don't start wars. That Shimr ended up on the chest of Imam Hussain. Abdullah ibn Abbas says that one of the seerat of the Prophet is that the Prophet, no matter where he was, no matter what he was doing, he might be giving a lecture, he might be praying, he might be with his friends, he might be having a discussion, he might be in the house, he might be in the battlefield, no matter where Rasulullah was, no matter what mood was he was in, whether he was sad, whether he was happy, it didn't matter. Whenever he laid his eyes on Imam Hussain, he would start crying.